Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Stags and, like my life, Gone for a Burton.
Bloody Nora.
A method actor in a wooden suit, a strapping brute, and a prostitute. Lower the curtain, he's taken a diversion. He's gone, he's gone for a Burton.
Gone, gone,
gone, gone,
gone for a Burton.
Gone, gone,
gone for a Burton.
Gone for a Burton.
Well, I think I can safely say that my invitation to the front bar has gone for a Burton.
Forgotten lines in crucial scenes, devilish smiles on cinema screens. He's had his chips, and you know what that means. Lower the curtain, he's gone for a Burton.
Gone, gone,
gone,
gone for a Burton.
Gone, gone.
So, listen to Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Stags and a track called Gone for a Burton, which is their latest release. And it's come out as a kind of download single. You can find out more about them by going to their SoundCloud page, which is
soundcloud.com/Stags.
SoundCloud.com/Stags-1. STAGGS-1. Is that correct?
Yeah, sounds about right.
It is, yeah. So it's Paulie being internet one, Tony nil. You've got chances this week, Tony.
Sweet.
You've got chances. Stags are... Now, when you research Stags, you find out that they're from Leeds, but then they're from Leeds and London, and then they're from Leeds and Newcastle.
Right.
So we're saying Leeds.
Okay.
And they got a really nice review in Louder Than War. I don't know whether you ever got into Louder Than War, Tony.
No, I've heard of it, but I don't think I've
It's the website that John Robb oversees. It has basically alternative music, news and reviews. And they said it's something like Leeds punk rock weirdness from a band we don't really know what to say about.
Right.
But they're great. We had played one Stag song before, I think, a few weeks ago. Might even be a couple of months ago, in fact. But anyway, that's the latest one. If you'd like to find out more, soundcloud.com/Stags-1. Now, Tony... This is the point in the show when I like to do a joke or a poem sent in by a listener. However, if we haven't had any jokes or poems from listeners, I have been threatening to do my own back catalogue of my teenage poetry, which is obviously from a long, long time ago. I wrote everything with chalk and slate. But We're managing to avoid both of those things this week.
Okay.
Because in answer to last week's plea for people to email in under the title, I don't know what they're singing. Some lyrics that they haven't really got the right way round or always thought was something else. This from Timo Schmidt, and he's sent in to paulyv@punkyradio.com, tightly emailed, I don't know what they're singing. And this can be an ongoing feature. Hmm. If there is a vaguely well-known lyric that you always thought was something else, let us know. That's what Timo did, and he said, Creedence Clearwater Revival. They claim that there's a bad moon on the rise. Or is it a bathroom on the right? There's a bathroom on the right. I can see how that would work. Yeah, that's great. So if you've got any like that, do get in touch. I am reminded, Tony, of the Latvian girl I met in the warehouse who said to me, after hearing Papa Don't Preach, I don't know, I think I did tell you this, didn't I? On air, yeah. I'm not sure, yeah. But yeah. After hearing Papa Don't Preach, she said, this song is very unpopular in Latvia. And I said, why? She said, because of cruelty to children. I went, what? She said, you know, I've made up my mind, I'm going to kick my baby. I'm kicking my baby.
It's frowned upon.
And then burst out laughing, and it was obviously a Latvian in-joke, but there you go. Anyway, he said, Tim says, I'm never fully sure. All the best from Germany. Timo, if you have got any that you'd like to send in, email paulyb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, I don't know what they're singing. Basically, we're giving you an extra thing you can send to me.
Hmm.
Yes, right, okay. We're going to crack on, Tom. I think that would be fair.
Okay, good.
I think we should do two songs in a row now.
Okay.
So stay tuned for Dead Blonde Girlfriend that we've never played before, by the way, and all that.
Right, nice.
But first up, The Cavemen, who we have been featuring quite a lot on the show this year. Hmm. They have a new-ish single out. Again, it's to download, really. I mean, I think there is a physical vinyl single of it, but probably, realistically, it will probably have sold out by now, but you will be able to download it via their website. Via their Facebook page, Tony, which is?
Facebook.com/TheCavemenNZ.
Very good. Very good indeed. They are, of course, from New Zealand. And this is garage punk rock of the highest order, Tony.
Okay.
It's Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet One, and this is Too High to Die.
Too stupid to live, too cool to die. Why, yeah, say to the booze, and say to the pie. Why, baby, too high to die. Come on right now, my baby, too high to die. Ah, yeah. Sociopathic tendencies, alcoholic dependencies. Ah, yeah. My baby, too high to die. Ah, yeah. My baby, too high to die. But come on right now! Too stupid to live, too cool to die. Why, yeah, say to the fools, say to the pop. My baby, too high to die. Come on right now. My baby, too high to die. Come on, yeah. My baby, too high to die. Give it to me. My baby, too high to die. We'll be right back.
Smacktard.
It's hard to breathe with my heart on my sleeve. You're the one that I want, you're the one that I need. You walk through the door, well, I've been here before. It's a standing ovation, the love's curtain call. It's a big part of the show when you come and you go. Life without magic and you'll never know. Don't feel safe with my heart out of place. You can see it in my eyes, you can read it on my face. Walls closing in and it's time to begin. You got the red light, the green light crawling out of my skin. Well, the way that I feel makes it so unreal, because nothing makes sense and it's so hard to deal when you're stuck in the dark and you're chained to the pain. But when love breaks your heart, you're just never the same. It's a big horror show when you come and you go. Life without magic and you'll never know. When you come and you go. Life without magic and you'll never know. For a love that's lost always hurts the most. When you're never losing faith and you're never losing hope. Lost in the maze of the heart and the mind. You can read all about it in between the lines. Some things in life, man, you will never know. That's what it was and that's all that she wrote. She wrote love. Letters and suicide notes. She wrote love. Letters and suicide notes. It's a big horror show when you come and you go. Life without magic and you'll never know. It's a big horror show when you come and you go. Life without magic and you'll never know. She wrote love. Letters and suicide notes. She wrote love. Letters and suicide notes. She wrote love. Letters and suicide notes. She wrote love.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave, Volume 1, underneath us right now. Thanks to such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I do feel that I need to explain Gnarly Wave, Volume 1 to people. It is a Bongo Boy Records surf and garage album that is all instrumentals, and we picked three songs or three tunes from it to use as a bed on the show. I will eventually stop saying that. Anyway, you've just heard a band, Tony, called Dead Blonde Girlfriend and a track called Horror Show. Now, they're all the way, well, originally from New York City, now based in Los Angeles, from what I can gather. What is Dead Blonde Girlfriend's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Dead Blonde Girlfriend?
You actually never had a chance here. It's Facebook.com/JOIEDBJ. Joey, Dead Blonde Girlfriend, I think that is. So, my apologies there, Tony, but you never had a chance. Good band, Dead Blonde Girlfriend. We are going to try and get more from them in the future. I think I only had one or two tracks from them and pick that one. I'll have to double check. But yes, liking that very much, Dead Blonde Girlfriend. If you're listening, send us more stuff. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Go for it.
Yes, if you have Facebook, please do log on and look at our page. It's facebook.com/punkyradio. Do you like it? Leave us a comment. Get in touch. That's what it's all about. Tell your friends. We've had two this week.
Ooh.
Mike Pashley's been in touch.
Hello, Mike.
Thanks for squeezing us into last week's gig guide. Unfortunately, didn't sell any copies of our EP. Reckon the cheapskates downloaded it for free from Bandcamp instead. Loving the new stuff from the Mobs. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, well, Mike, he lives near the Mobs.
Yeah.
So I wonder, because these Milton Keynesy way and the Mobs are Northamptony way, so I wonder whether they've ever bumped into each other before.
They must have done.
Might have done. But yeah, both great bands.
Is it Mike Crash Induction?
It is.
Yeah. Timo Schmidt's been in touch.
Hello, Timo.
My 3-year-old is currently into ska. Papa, play the music with the trumpets. So naturally, I wondered how I could seriously confuse his taste in music and ended up with the only sensible solution. Japanese ska. But shock horror, Japan Files has ceased to exist. Do you guys remember any ska bands from your Japan Files era that would be worth looking up?
you did respond.
Asakusa Jinta are the ones you are
that's
after.
That's easy. If you say Asakusa Jinta.
Asakusa Jinta.
Yeah.
Tim said, yes, that's exactly what I needed. I used to come by. No, yeah, I think it closed down a good few years ago.
What happened was they had a rethink about what they were doing because they had everything on the Japan Files website was, if you remember, was free for press. And they gave us like 200 credits, didn't they?
We
couldn't ever possibly get through. And then I don't know what happened, but they suddenly said, oh, no, we're not letting you have any of that stuff anymore. And then they changed their name. And then I think they might have gone bust.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I think because they did just stop. Which is a shame because it was great, but and it means that you have to know the names of the bands to check them out. You can't just go Japan Files and surf it like you used to be able to. And it was really good fun to surf as well. I mean, I found some brilliant things on there.
We've played quite a bit. I mean, there's probably some in the archive, Timo. If you go back through old shows.
Well, yeah, but it means he's got to go and listen to old shows, doesn't it?
That's fine. Might I suggest going onto our website, punkyradio.com. You can view each show by year and you can search the page.
Tony, I wouldn't wish that sort of work on anyone, really.
Oh, it's a matter of moments for someone as technically skilled as Timo Schmidt.
It is funny just to randomly pick something out from 6 years ago and see just how far we've fallen.
Oh, yes, enthusiasm back then.
Yeah, so is that it?
That's it, yeah, sorry.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook,
tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope. Thank you, Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle.
Right, let's play another song, shall we? This is a band we have played before. We played something off their previous release, but they've got a new release out now, Tony. I'm talking, of course, of Duchess Says, who are via Southern Records and have been described as Montreal Moog Rock.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. This album, right, okay, I'm going to be brutally honest with you here for this Duchess Says album. It's an acquired taste, it's eclectic, it's a bit all over the place, but there's something for everyone on it.
Okay.
And the something for me on it is the track I'm about to play, because like, there's no way that I could pick one that everyone would like. It's a really, really varied album. Some of it's really quite experimental, some of it's very much more, I can't really say traditional, but you know what I mean, in terms of song structure. The best thing to do is check them out, Tony, and you can check them out via their Bandcamp.
DuchessSays.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 2, and this is I Repeat Myself.
I'm
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Duchess Says and I Repeat Myself. That's my favourite song on that album, but I think everyone would have their own favourite on it. It's really, really different. I don't like, you know, I don't like using the word eclectic, but it is. It is.
Right.
It's a right bag of monkeys.
Okay.
All right. Did you do anything last week?
I went to see a few bands.
Did you?
I went to see a band and a half. Well, a band and a bit.
Yeah.
We went out for a night with your good self.
Yeah, you did. Why don't you tell everyone about it in your own inimitable way? And if you haven't done a good enough job, I'll then tell them myself.
So last week, as mentioned in the gig guide, the Great Knot Show was on over the long weekend. I think it was Thursday to Sunday. Friday night, 8 o'clock, Ewan Fox, who we've featured previously, featuring members from this year's, and Sea Monster Eyes, a band who I know from Mansfield. We're playing next to each other, so we had a couple of hours. Me and you both interested to go, so we went. I met you by the double-decker bus, which they have parked in Slab Square, along with the various...
But what was special about the double-decker bus, Tony?
Oh, it had rubbish beer and expensive prices.
It did have rubbish beer and expensive prices, that's right, but it was a bar on a bus.
It was a bar and a bus.
We were excited when we walked up and then less excited when we drank what they had to offer.
£4 a pint and it wasn't very nice.
Bloody London prices, Tony.
London prices, isn't it?
Bloody London prices, that is.
There's some strange actors there when I got down there, but at 8 o'clock...
Oh, God, yeah. They're called Mrs. Green.
Was it?
Yeah.
That may not have been my thing.
They weren't our thing.
No.
Mrs. Green were not our thing.
Were you on Fox?
You were on Fox, excellent.
I wasn't sure because the two-piece, how wide a sound it was going to be, but it sounded absolutely fine.
You did immediately say, Tony, what they need is a guitar, and I think what you were thinking was, what they need is, I want to be in a band with two ladies.
Yes.
That's what I reckon you were thinking.
But as soon as you started playing, it sounded absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Didn't miss the guitar.
They're really good live. Good. I'm really pleased. And they played all the songs we've played on the show, and they finished with the one we played last week.
Yep.
Yeah, how about that? Lay Down Your Weapons, cracking tune. That might even make it onto our best of when the...
I think it should.
When the time comes. Excellent song. Yeah, we had a laugh, didn't we? And then we went in the Bell. Unless you want to talk about the other band. Do you want to talk about the other band?
No. Well, we kind of missed the other band. I was desperate for a wee.
Yeah.
And there was no outdoor toilets. Outdoor bar, no outdoor toilets.
That's right, Tony. That's what I did. I'm afraid rock and roll had to wait, but piss couldn't.
Exactly.
So we went to the Bell. First time I've been in there for years.
And it was quite empty. Got a table on a Friday night. I was quite surprised. Very nice.
I was quite surprised at that. I wonder if it's just increasingly becoming a sort of old man's pub and old people don't go out in the city centre.
Could be.
And maybe it's busy other times of the week.
Maybe. I know it's very busy because they have a jazz in the midweek.
Which is exactly what I'm saying, Tony.
Yes.
I've been in the Friday night and not the weekend.
For quite a few times, it's always been rammed.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Don't know.
Hey, I was coming.
Maybe.
There's always that outside. Yeah.
But it was a good night. I enjoyed it.
It was, yeah. Did you do anything else?
No. I don't think so.
Right. No.
What'd you go up to?
Well, the day after that, last Saturday, I did a gig in Aylston on the outskirts of Leicester in really, really good fun in the pub called, I think it's called the Black Horse. And what a great pub, a really lovely upstairs room, really good bill, really good show, really enjoyed it. Crucially, Tony, I got paid, and I'm going to reveal now how much someone of my caliber gets paid for gigs. I got paid £110 to compare it, Tony.
Okay.
Now, the interesting figure there is that over the last few days, I have been gravelling my backyard.
Mm.
And 32 bags of gravel came to £112.
Right.
So by getting this gig last minute, it's only cost me £2 to gravel my garden, which is good. Because ever since I gravelled it and turned it into an enormous cat litter tray... Cats up and down the street have been running riot, and I've been having a mare. It's led to several Facebook interchanges and also some plants. So what I did, Tony, being middle-aged, is I listened to what everyone said, and even though I was laughing and joking about how I was going to destroy them, kill them and bash them up, I had R. Graham in the back of my mind when I reached for the baseball bat.
Mm.
So what I did instead was I went to a garden centre, Tony.
Oh.
And I bought 2 pots of lavender.
Okay.
Because cats don't dig lavender.
Right.
And I put the lavender around where the poo had happened. And guess what?
More poo?
No poo.
No poo.
It's either an immediate success or someone else has killed the cat.
Right.
They might have done it on my behalf. I don't know. But I haven't seen the cat since, so maybe lavender does just work. I am going to take some other anti-cat measures in the shape of other flora. There are other plants that cats don't like, so I'm going to put those in the garden first. And then if they do come back, then I will be forced to move on to the next thing, which is going to be metal cat representatives.
Okay.
That cats get a bit freaked out when they see cats. So they're the shape of a cat. And then if they don't work, I'm going to be getting the high-frequency cat freaker outer that is motion-sensitive. A solar-powered, motion-sensitive, high-frequency cat freaker outer.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that doesn't work, I will be putting down forms of powder that make cats go to sleep, and then I will be guillotining them in front of their own.
Well,
that's what's going to happen there.
At least you've got a plan.
I am.
A through to F.
It's good to have a plan.
Yeah.
I will be beheading cats in a fortnight if this thing doesn't work. Right, Tony, you'll see why I've finished on that right now as I tell you about our From the Vaults this week, our next song, Tony.
Okay.
And this is something that actually should have been From the Vaults, because I don't think we've ever played it. This is from Pushing Scandinavian Rock to the Man, Volume 2, Tony.
Right.
Now, I first picked up Pushing Scandinavian Rock to the Man, Volume 3, around about 2005, and that's how we ended up getting into Sweatmaster.
Right, yes.
This is Volume 2. And on Volume 2, there is a band, and that band is called Mother Superior. However, even though they've featured all the websites from the bands on it, this came out in 2001. And none of those websites exist anymore, basically. So I don't know how you find out about Mother Superior.
Right.
I've got no way of knowing how you find out about Mother Superior, because there are other bands in the world called Mother Superior.
Right.
But I can't find these ones who, obviously, Pushing Scandinavian Rock to the Man, they must be from Norway, Sweden or Denmark, most likely Denmark. But I couldn't find anything about a Danish Mother Superior. I could find out about an American garage rock band that would fit in perfectly, that had toured Scandinavia, but I don't think that would be enough to get them on this record.
No.
So this is the mysterious Mother Superior.
Fair enough.
All right. Which means we can't do the website, so we just have a point each rather than half. We'll have a point each.
Okay.
All right. So it's Paulie B 3. Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony 3, and in keeping with what we've just been talking about, this is Mother Superior, and have you seen that cat?
Yeah, 'cause he's the kind of guy to take a girl to town. He's the kind of guy to be on the town. He's the
You're listening to Sandwichy Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I should add that Pushing Scandinavian Rock to the Man Volume 2, which featured the Mother Superior track Have You Seen That Cat, which we did there just play, I don't think it's available anymore, and I bought it on eBay secondhand.
Right.
But it's got some great bands on it. Royal Beat Conspiracy on it, The Chronics, obviously Mother Superior, The Burnouts. A band called The Rockets, but it's not that Rockets, The Rockets, but I'm sure there's bands all over the world called The Rockets. Incredibly, only one band ever called Alcohol.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
Incredible. There are also the Colombian Neckties and a great track called Born to Rock and Roll, and I think that's one of the ones we have played before off this. But anyway, that was Mother Superior. Have You Seen That Cat? Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide. Yes, Graham's been in touch.
Hi, Graham.
Hi, Graham's been in touch. There is an acoustic punk rock night at the Evil Eye Beer.
Hang on. Right, you see, I'm already a... You know what I'm like about this. I like my punk rock.
But acoustic punk rock?
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, Graham loves acoustic. An acoustic punk rock gig would be a perfect gig for me and Graham to walk into hand in hand.
It's the Evil Eye Beer and Burrito Shack.
And then split up after the third song.
Yeah.
It's
the Evil Eye Beer and Burrito Shack.
That's a great name for a place.
Isn't it? It's a Smithdown Road in Liverpool. 8 p.m. start, free entry. For more information, facebook.com/deadsoundliverpool. It looks to be Andrew Cream, Nigel Barnes, Carl Moorcroft, and the Fierce Delivery of Danny Howells.
Good Lord.
There you go. So what? The Friday night.
I think they'd
Friday.
Like Stodge Snack.
Stodge Snack?
Yeah, the Danish screamo that we played a couple of times. He's kind of down that road. Okay. It's not pronounced Stodge Snack, that's how it's spelled.
Friday night. Free entry, 8 p.m.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
And such a great, great name for a bar. I hope it lives up to it. What's the name of it again?
Evil Eye Beer and Burrito Shack.
The Evil Eye Beer and Burrito Shack. If I hadn't already christened my house Castle Edwards, I would be tempted to call it that.
Well, maybe next time.
Right, anyway, so that's it, yeah?
That's it for gigs, yeah.
So that concludes...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh, burrito. But it's not the end of the gig section, Tony, because I have gone into the world and picked a gig. I have indeed. And I've got it right here. So it's time for...
Boy Beach, picture gig in the world. Yeah.
Yes! I'm so proud of myself.
Yep.
I made that myself. Yeah. I'm a master producer.
Yeah.
So... Seeing as my house guest... I've spoken about my house guest, haven't I? I've got a house guest.
I can't remember if it's on or off air. I think you have mentioned, yeah, sure.
I have a house guest, but I haven't.
Yes.
I have a lodger who's staying for 4 months, but he's not really staying. He's really just leaving his stuff here. He is currently in Edmonton, Alberta, Tony.
Blimey.
Yeah, that's right. And seeing as he is currently absent from here and in Edmonton, Alberta, I thought I'd find a punk gig in Edmonton, Alberta.
Beautiful.
Saturday, October the 1st, Hatebreed. Anyway, it's more hardcore metalcore than pure punk, but it's Hatebreed, Devil Driver and Devil You Know, and they're on the Union Hall, Edmonton. And doors open 7 p.m. Tickets are $29.99 Canadian dollars, so 30 Canadian bucks, basically.
Okay.
And they're on this weekend, and we are now going to play a track by them. But before we do, that concludes...
Boy Beach, picture gig in the world, yeah.
Yes! I am stupidly proud of myself, Tone. I'm sorry for gloating, but I just think I'm absolutely wonderful.
Fine.
Right, so anyway, so we're going to play a Hatebreed track, and it's live.
Okay.
And this is from four tracks, which are from a live DVD... ago, to be fair, which are free to download from the Hatebreed website, which is
hatebreed.com.
It is. It's Tony. Oh no, hang on. Yeah, it's Tony 4, Paulie B Internet 3, because we had a point, didn't we?
Yeah.
So it's Tony 4, Paulie B Internet 3, and this is something we don't play live tracks very often, but I thought, hey, why not? I'm just talking about them being live. You can find out what they're like live now. This is Live For This.
Right here. Live For This! 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 If you don't live for something, you'll do the best and the worst. The struggle, the sacrifice, for the true remain of the new blood. Motivation, undying allegiance, driving through a hardship and affliction. Every drop of life, every bit of tear, every bit of sweat,
I live for this.
Every drop of blood, every bit of tear, every bit of sweat,
I live for this.
Every drop of blood, every bit of tear, every bit of sweat,
I live for this.
Every drop of blood, every bit of tear.
Every voice in this room singing with us,
live for this.
Live
for this. Live for this. If you don't live for something, look. But we have our possessions we own. It's not way back, green or personal debt. This is real, the desire for freedom. The place of fun from a world in abandon. Every drop of blood, every bit of tear, every bit of sweat,
I live for this.
Every drop of blood, every bit of tear, every bit of sweat,
I live for this.
Every drop of blood, every bit of tear, every bit of sweat,
I live for this.
Pick them up. Get them up.
I live for this. Live for this. Live for this. If you don't live for something, you'll live for this.
Live
for this. Live for this.
Live for this.
Let me see the horns in the air.
Every bit of tear, every bit of sweat, I live for this. Every drop of blood, every bit of tear, every bit of sweat, I live for.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
They sound pretty good live, don't they?
Yeah.
Are you doing anything this week?
I think it's going to be relatively quiet. I've got a band practice tonight at Unit 5 on my own. And then tomorrow night, it was going to be practice with Carl, my new band. Maybe I'll call it like practice with Carl. But it's cancelled because they're extending the doghouse where we practice. I think last week they had Gay Bikers on Acid play.
Oh, that's
Friday
right, yeah.
Night, but it was sold out. So instead of leaving it at that, Baz decided to expand the venue to get more tickets. So they knocked the back wall out behind the PA to extend the room. I think it's all just the aftershock of that. They're configuring it all. So no band practice this week, but the doghouse is better for it. So that's good.
And we did play Gay Bikers on Acid a few weeks back.
Did we? Oh, cool.
Yeah, we played it on that C87 when we did the C87 show.
Oh, yeah.
Gay Bikers on Acid featured.
Blimey.
That's just pure coincidence that they happen to have got back together and do some gigs, and I'm really glad they are, and I'm really glad they sold out. It's really brilliant. Well, Tony, I've got something of a suggestion for you.
What's that?
If you're not doing anything on Saturday afternoon, between 12 and 6 at Headley Villas Park, there is a free festival. Now, Headley Villas Park is around the corner from my house. And it's a lovely little railinged garden in a square, like they have in London. I don't see many of these in Nottingham at all. But there's one here. And it has been described in the Nottingham Evening Post as one of the 7 things you should see in Nottingham before you die.
Oh, blimey.
So if you're thinking of dying on Sunday, Tony, you better come down there. But it's great. It's got 3 stages. It's got the main stage in the gardens, and then it's got an acoustic stage in someone's garage, and it's got a spoken word stage around the back of someone's house.
Crazy.
And they've got like 10 or 12 food stalls and all manner of different things going on, including making giant sunflowers and a human fruit machine, Tony.
Oh, right.
Now, I like gambling.
You do?
Yeah. So if you fancy it, it's 12 to 6. I'll be going.
Oh, nice.
If you're not doing anything Saturday afternoon, why not come along?
We'll see.
So anyway, that's my plan for this week. I know that's a bit quieter than I've done recently, having got back into the swing of going out and all that. But anyway, that's my plan for this week. I'm going to an afternoon festival with sunflowers.
Beautiful.
I'll say my life's changed. I've already talked about the garden centre and the fact that I painted my kitchen wall the other day.
What colour did you do it?
Red.
Nice.
It sets off my always looking clock perfectly.
Oh, beautiful.
I might post a photo on Facebook.
Do that.
Yeah. All right, then should we play two songs in a row?
Okay.
Right, so as you know, I'm a big fan of Baby Woodrose, all the way from Copenhagen, who've been going for a very, very long time, and they've got a new album out, and Lars from Bad Afro Records, of which the album is on, sent me an email just after I'd played one of their tracks saying, I think you should play the title track, that would be the best one for Punky. Anyway, and the title track, I think the album's called Freedom, the title track obviously is called Freedom, but I had to listen down the other tunes, and we're not playing it yet, Tone, there's another one that I like.
Okay.
So stay tuned for the Gashers, one of my favourite Las Vegas punk bands who got in touch with Direct, and we'll talk to about them after you've heard them. But first up, Tony, what is Baby Woodrose's Bandcamp page?
Babywoodrose.bandcamp.com.
It is. That makes it Tony 5 for all of the Internet 3, doesn't it?
Does.
Oh dear. This is Open Doors.
Bung Scraper. business. Stop the social business. Eliminate the ignorant for our resistance. Two-party system, ran by corporatism. A natural genocide in our food supply. Dig my pipe, careless cows. All we serve, heavy and rude. It's our time.
The truth comes to the high.
It's our time.
The truth is we decide.
It's our time.
The truth comes to the high.
It's our time.
No ring regulations, the process shouldn't be. Watch up all the chemicals, they can't spam stamps. Sifting in communities, they expect immunity. Working class family, rotting in the factory.
Check my mind, careless cows. All we serve, empty room. It's all
life.
Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Gashers and a track called Cannibalistic Cows, all the way from Las Vegas, The Gashers, Tony. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheGashersLV.
No, it's not. I was hoping I'd get away with this. It's Facebook.com/TheGashers. All of the internet for Tony Five. I know the games I play, Tony. But it's true. They are all the way from Las Vegas. I wasn't lying there, but I know you were thinking of sticking on LV, on which you did, and you didn't need to. The reason that I played that track from their latest album is because it's called Cannibalistic Cows. And I don't know whether you remember, Tony, but in our early days, when I was finding bands on MySpace, but my computer didn't have the sound working, we got in touch with a band called Cannibal Cow.
Did we?
Yeah, and I said to them, hey, I really like the look of you, and I really like the name Cannibal Cow. We'd love, even though I never heard you, we'd love to play you on the show, if you wouldn't mind sending us something. And they did. They put together a CD. I think they must have been angry that we'd never heard them or something, but they put together a CD of the Benny Hill theme with me and you talking over the top of it. And then we played it out on the show, I think.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, yeah.
It was in the radio station, though.
Mad thing to do. It was a really, really mad thing to do. That was at the radio station, yeah. That was at Pantsfield 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but you'd have to go a long way back to find that. That was on one of our early shows.
Yeah, it may not even be in the archive, it's that old.
Oh, really? Blimey. Yeah. It might not even be in the archive. In that case, I'm sorry I brought it up.
That's all right.
Tony.
Yes.
Have you got a twat?
No.
Right, well, I have. Sam Allardyce.
Yeah, what's all that about?
The man's an idiot. It's just unbelievable. We don't need to go into details right now because not everything has actually come out yet, but the man who's been in charge of England for one game now has his job on the line.
It don't look good, does it?
It doesn't. 50-50 whether he'll keep it or not, the experts reckon.
Right.
I think they're being generous.
Right, yeah. We don't like controversy in this country, do we?
No, but the FA are very safe and they're more likely to keep hold of him than get rid, unless they ask him to fall on his own sword. I don't think they'd sack him because... Well, they'd find a way around it, but I think they'd owe him a lot of money.
So what did he sign up for? Two tournaments?
Oh, who knows? But yes, if you're remotely into football, or if you're in America, soccer, then Big Sam, the England manager, has made a bit of a boo-boo.
Yeah.
Exposed by the Daily Telegraph. You'd think, if you're going to be exposed, you want to be exposed by the Sun or someone. You want to be exposed by the Daily Telegraph.
No.
It's even worse. Any road up, what are you gonna, we're not going to do an official twatting of him because we don't know what's happened yet, really. No. He hasn't come out and said stuff, has he? So we'll wait until he comes out and says stuff. So what are you going to do instead, Tony? Maybe you'll tell people about the twat, will you?
Yeah, don't forget to email me your twats. I do need them. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. Do email me your twats. They are received with thanks. Do enjoy reading them. Every twat received with thanks gets a response. And we do use them, so do email me. Email me whenever you can. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so what, are you going to tell them about something else instead then?
Yeah, just a quick reminder on iTunes. We are on iTunes. If you are on there, you do listen to us through iTunes, do make sure you review us. 5 stars only, obviously. Your reviews help us move up the rankings of iTunes. Cost you nothing, does help us out quite a deal. Not many podcasts get reviewed, so when they do get reviewed, iTunes does make a notice and might get us a few more listeners, which helps the bands out and all that. So do that. Go to punkyradio.com, click on the iTunes link, hit that. It will open up the iTunes music store. You can review us from there. 5 stars only, and we'll read them out on the show.
Now, I have also mentioned my Punky Radio clock. Maybe you could just mention where I got it from.
Yeah, we have a Cafe Press store, which again, if you go to punkyradio.com, there's a store link. Click on that. It'll open up our Cafe Press site, which you can buy stuff from. We've got one of most things on there. Have a look, have a peruse.
Maybe there's some really good stuff there. It is reasonably priced and we don't make any money out of it. Nope. Well, we make like $1.
I think it's $1 on everything, but
right, but we make $1 between us at some point, which we've never actually cashed in, have we?
Yeah,
no. So do get something from there if you like Punky Radio. And can I recommend the Always Looking Clock, which I think was $12 plus postage, and I love it.
There you go.
And it's offset very nicely with, I say I painted my kitchen red, Tony. I didn't. In the same way that I painted my lounge powder purple, I painted one of my kitchen walls Tinseltown.
Nice.
Yeah. It's kind of a red with a sort of deep pink thing going on. I am in touch with my feminine side, my friend.
Good to know.
Yeah, it's all right. Right then, last track this week, Tone. A band we have played once before, but we've got some more stuff to play from them. A band called The Empties, all the way from Whitstable, who we were put onto The Empties, or rather they put onto us, via our very good friend Vanilla Fudge.
Oh, okay, yes.
Who is the female voice that you hear on the show. The intro girl and the teller of Swearesperanto.
Yes.
And The Empties are, well, I don't know what they are really. They're sort of punk band, they're sort of garage punk, they're sort of indie, they're sort of experimental, they sort of don't really know, I suppose, is the best thing to do. What is The Empties Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/ The Empties Band.
Facebook.com/ The Empties 2016. And Empties is EMPTYS, and then it's the numeric 2016. Port of the Internet 5, Tony 5. This was how I thought it would end up.
Okay.
So I think it's an honourable draw this week. And Tony, I've only got one thing left to say. Fuck me.
To the river bank and help me to the door on the
is locked. It won't open. I've tried.
I can see you out there, baby. I can see you out there, baby. I can see you out there, baby. I can see you out there. Why don't you drop me a line and pull me out? I said, why don't you drop me a line and pull me out?
That's about the size of it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed all the music on this week's show, Tony. Something I thought of during that, it's actually something I thought of this afternoon and then have remembered just now, is you know the song, I'm Every Woman, It's All You Need? Mm. Now, which is obviously the best version ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about semantics. I was thinking about that. When I heard it today in the warehouse, when it comes on, I'm every woman, that's all you need. That's a woman saying to a man, I'm every woman, that's all you need. But you take the semantics out of it, or put semantics in it, and get the man's version, and that is, you're every woman, that's all I need. Isn't it? I've only just thought of it. It's all about semantics, Tony. Maybe you could just very quickly mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K Radio.com, Rowan Radio Andrea, which is Radio Andrea, A-N-D-R-A, .se, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
Very good indeed. Thank you very much to everyone who listens to us online, and thank you to the station that carried this show. That's about it. Who knows? I might see one or two of you at Headley Villas Park this Saturday. You never know. You might have seen Tony as well. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Bunch of guns!